Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Hope everyone's having a fantastic morning. I hope your drive to wherever you're going to is dry, and there's no ice on the roads, there's no snow on the roads, there's just you and the pavement and being able to get to wherever you need to go. Again, my name is Andy Baskin, his name is Jeff Phelps. How was your ride in today?
Made me dream of living in Alabama or Texas or Florida. That's how it was.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just not a big fan of ice, snow, and wet roads, but that's all right. We'll get through it.
I always hope that we get through Thanksgiving without a snow. And if we get there, I hold out hope that we get through Christmas without a snow. And those hopes obviously dashed.
It was so weird yesterday, like about, I don't know, it was 5 o'clock. I mean, everything on the east side was a mess. If you were driving through some of the east suburbs yesterday, it was brutal. So anyway, we feel your pain, and we're glad you're with us today. And we hope all your driving, especially when you're listening to us, is a safe one. What do we got coming up on the show?
Our buddy Nick Kostos, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, is going to join us at 11 o'clock. The man who calls the play-by-play for the Browns Radio Network, Andrew Siciliano, at 1 o'clock. And at noon, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Hall of Famer Paul Hoynes.
Hoynesy, our man.
Anxious to talk to Hoynesy. Good for Hoynesy, and he's going to enlighten us about everything that's going on with the Guardians as well.
And yesterday, I figured it out. He said on one of his social media posts yesterday that he's been doing this, 40 years? So you have to figure that he's done at least, I'm just calling it an estimate, 6,500 games, and that's at the minimum? That's not counting spring training?
You know, you can look at that a couple of ways, Andy.
Sure. How can you look at that, Jeff?
That's really awesome, or boy, what a lot of wasted time.
That is, hang on a second. That's it. And let's also throw the times nine. I mean, that's at least 60,000 innings. Can you imagine that? Oh, I love baseball.
I love baseball, too. That's a lot of time, man.
At least 60,000 innings. Should I do the next one?
No.
I'll do one more just for your fun. That would also make it 1.5 million outs. How's that work for you?
Wow.
Good? Good. All right, I want to talk about the Browns today. Obviously, you talked about Nick Kostos coming up, and we'll talk to Hoynesy and Andrew Siciliano a little bit later in the show. I don't know if you caught this or not, Jeff, and I'm sure you did because I think you're the one that brought it to my attention.
Okay.
That Albert Breer's mailbag is just filled. It's like Santa's mailbag right now, or Santa's bag of toys.
Really?
And the toys inside this bag are full of Browns questions. And I kind of want to dig into some of these because I'm...
Albert's with Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by his answers because they seem very level-headed and very understandable. Is that... Am I off my rocker?
Well, what did I tell you when we talked about it this morning?
That I would not... that I might be pleasantly surprised by his answers.
No, that's not what I said.
Oh, I remember. Maybe Dan said that. Okay, what did you say?
I said it sounded like our show.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure. I didn't want to give the whole thing away. 216-474-0092 is the number to call. And let me get into some of these, okay? Ready? So he got his first question. How bad does Kevin Stefanski want out of Cleveland, and will he get his wish? Now, there you go. Now, that's a fun question, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Jeff, let me ask you the question before I even look at his answer. How bad do you think Kevin Stefanski wants out of Cleveland?
Not very.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
There's a part of me that thinks Kevin Stefanski wouldn't mind it if they said, you know what, Kevin, we're going to part ways right now.
Well, if that happens, then he'll go get another job somewhere doing something.
Yeah, like but, if I'm him, I'm not quitting.
If I'm him, I'm not walking away.
No, but I mean... You know, someone says, oh, here's a parachute. And by the way, it's golden. Sometimes it's pleasant to look at, isn't it? Especially if you go back to my theory and philosophy yesterday.
He's under contract, so he would be getting something.
Yeah, it goes back to my philosophy from yesterday about, you know, I just still feel like things went completely sideways when they traded Flacco. Like, I don't know that all the parties were in sync on that. All right, so let me...
Can't wait to watch Kenny Pickett this week, by the way. Starting against the Eagles.
Are you locked into that?
I'm going to be watching.
All right. So the question came from a guy named Justin Sanity, 67. Here we go. I don't know that he wants out of Cleveland, according to Breer. He has a good relationship with Jimmy and D. Haslam and general manager Andrew Berry, so I don't think this is an untenable situation. Now, if you're asking if everyone should go forward together, that's a different question. Stefanski and Berry inherited a nice young core upon their 2020 arrival, led by Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, Odell, Jarvis, Teller, Treader, Betonio, Garrett, Ogunjobi, and Ward. They plugged their biggest hole at offensive tackle that offseason and won 11 games, which matched the team's highest win since the 80s. You could argue at that point the franchise was in the best spot it's been since re-entering the league in 19...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
$19.99. He then goes on to talk about how they took a small step back with an injury season in 21, then the Deshaun Watson trade, and it undermined any opportunity that the nucleus of players had to pursue a championship. It took Mayfield off the roster and stripped the team of first-round picks. We all know about this. The impact of that decision could not be overstated. The question from there becomes whether a coach and general manager can come back from that. Is it fair to say Stefanski did an admirable job in 2023 getting the team to 11 wins in the midst of this messy four-season stretch. This year, Barry effectively created a pivot point for the team that had aged, trading the second pick, bringing in a bumper crop of rookies with a return, and setting the team up with two first-round picks in 2026. On one hand, you could say Stefanski has done well and could be expected to, considering the mess at quarterback, and Barry started to build a road out from underneath that mess. On the other hand, those two guys were part of this mess in the first place. It's a great point. And in the future, their roles...
That is a good point.
Yeah. In the future, their roles in that will be the backup to everything to do until... Will be the backdrop, sorry. Will be the backdrop to everything they do until they can recreate what they walked into in 2020. To be clear, I believe Stefanski and Barry are still good at their jobs. What I'm less sure of is whether having both is best for the team, given that backdrop. Again, that was Albert Breer's words. Man, that sounds familiar, Jeff. It just sounds way too familiar.
The idea that he's respected around the league and this group is and everything else, it's what we've said, it's what we've heard. And I just think there are such decisions ahead for this organization that it's going to be fascinating. I'm anxious to see the final four games, and then I'm really anxious to see what happens afterwards.
On one hand, you could say Stefanski has done as well as could be expected considering the mess at quarterback.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I still wonder, you know, when you look at the entire situation, what his thought process was on Mayfield and where he really stood on where they were going with Baker and how he may have been.
Never heard that, did we?
No, we never did. Maybe we will at some point. I don't know. And Barry started to build a road out from under that mess. And they did a little bit. But on the other hand, those
two
guys.
Took a while
to
build that road.
Well, but
apparently they were waiting on the gravel to arrive.
I think part of the problem of building the road after that, though, is that they've only built one side of the road. The defense is built. I mean, right? They haven't spent a lot of time
congestion.
On the others. They haven't spent a lot of time on the offense. I mean, they have, but they haven't.
Well, we did this last draft. Skill position, but didn't.
Nothing on the line.
Nothing on the line. Well, you only have so many picks.
So when you take a look at this entire, you know, essay that he wrote on one question, which is a lot of stuff to talk about. In the future, the roles that will be the backdrop to everything they do until they can recreate what they walked into in 2022. To be clear, I believe Stefanski and Barry are still good at their jobs. Do you believe they're good at their jobs?
I think Kevin can coach, and I think Andrew had a good draft. And I think he's made good trades and signed good free agents.
Here's the reason I want to see it for another year.
I don't think he's done a great job overall drafting.
I still give him a little bit of a pass because he didn't have three first-round picks. Now, but if he put himself in that situation.
Except other GMs hit other picks.
Yeah, I know. But, man, when you take away, like, the heart, the body is kind of hard to, yeah, well, that's a great arm. Good foot over there. But if you're not pumping any blood to it, not exactly a good working
teams
part.
Teams aren't just built with first-round picks. Teams are built with nailing picks in the second, third, fourth rounds.
And then that last line he said, what I'm less sure of is whether having both is best for the team, given that backdrop. That's the other part of it. I mean, can you see a world where one exists and the other doesn't? That's the next phase to this thing, right?
Yeah, are they a pair? Are they independent contractors? Probably make the argument that they're independent contractors.
I don't know. I'll ask you that. 216-474-0092. You heard what Albert Breer said. And those are some of the things that Jeff and I have been talking about, you know, for the last year. And you saw what they did originally and where they got there. And then you've seen what Barry has done this year in particular. And to wonder how these guys... If they move forward, there's a part of me that says, I want to see another year because I want to believe that I want to believe that Kevin's going to leave the starting quarterback in on a two-point conversion. I just don't. To me, like, the little things that happen along the way are the irritants that make you go, wow, I wonder how much longer this is going to last, or where are we at in this situation? And so, you know, when you look at it from that perspective, you're like, ah, do we want to do this one more year in a row? And then I do think that Andrew did a good job with the draft this year. It's hard not to argue that. So where do they go from the future? Also, more from what Albert Breer had to say, because he had a ton of stuff regarding the Browns moving into this. Nick Kostas is going to join us at 11. Paul Hoynes, Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com at noon. Andrew Siciliano at 1 o'clock.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.